Feminists, Biden gender identity order unprecedented attack on women's rights and liberty for everybody. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 22, 2021. Feminists from the Women's Liberation Front, WLF, are condemning President Joe Biden's executive order that removes any legal recognition of the two sexes and eliminates crucial protections for women in the federal government and beyond. In a post at WLF's website Thursday, the feminist group called Biden's executive order an unprecedented attack on women's rights and liberty for everybody, noting Biden has circumvented the role of Congress to achieve what many consider to be the most contentious elements of the Equality Act. With this action, Biden is bypassing the legislative process to implement the most controversial provisions of the Equality Act, changing the definition of sex in federal anti-discrimination regulations so that female people are no longer a discrete class with protected status under the law. As we predicted, the new administration is relying on the Bostick decision to do so. The group cites the Supreme Court's ruling last year in Bostick v. Clayton County, which, it states, was clear. The ruling was only meant to be applied to hiring and firing discrimination under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. While we strongly support protections from discrimination based on sexual orientation, the feminists assert, the Biden administration has grossly expanded the application of the decision with far-reaching implications for women's rights in nearly every aspect of public life, including Title IX. Biden's executive order, released on the first day of his presidency, embraces transgender ideology. It is the policy of my administration to prevent and combat discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation, and to fully enforce Title VII and other laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports, Biden said, promoting the pro-transgender policies of allowing boys and girls restrooms in locker rooms and admitting young men to compete against women in athletics. WLF said, as a consequence of Biden's action, female federal employees no longer have right to privacy, forced into compelled speech that validates men's identities. The feminists explained, in addition to protecting people who identify as transgender against hiring and firing discrimination, this will also give male employees the right to self-declare themselves to be female and be treated as female for the purpose of sex-segregated facilities. This means that in federal buildings and in workplaces run by federal contractors, the 4 million women who work for the federal government will be forced to share bathrooms and gym locker rooms with men who say they identify as women. Federal employees will likely also be forced to use preferred pronouns, inaccurate pronouns, for men who identify as women. WLF continued, this should be seen as a major threat to freedom of speech and is part of a growing pattern of government bodies compelling speech from employees. On the first day of Biden's presidency, the White House contact form was changed to include the visitor's pronouns. WLF observed as well that Biden directed his executive order to eliminate legal recognition of the two sexes to expand, via agencies such as the Department of Labor, to private employers and state governments in their role as employers. These policies will disproportionately impact religious employees who may follow strict modesty rules around the opposite sex, which is likely a violation of the First Amendment, WLF explained. The feminists also noted Biden's other executive order on advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities, also signed on his first day in office, omits women in its list of underserved communities, which includes Black, Latino, and Indigenous and Native American persons, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders and other persons of color, members of religious minorities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ+, persons, persons with disabilities, persons who live in rural areas, and persons otherwise adversely affected by persistent poverty or inequality. Women, the largest group of people adversely affected by persistent inequality, were not mentioned in the order, WLF observed, pointing out that by eliminating legal recognition of biological sex, agencies are prevented from considering the needs of women and girls alongside the needs of men who claim to have a female gender identity. WLF has created a petition to tell Biden his gender identity executive order must be rescinded.